From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Internet cafes. In some parts of the world, they're places for video gamers to gather, maybe for emailing mom and dad while you're abroad. But in Ohio, they're often for gambling or something like it, and they might not be around much longer. Why?
These places are not regulated. Nobody knows what their payouts are. The actual activity at the machine level is not tracked.
That's Tom Ott, a reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. He's talking about payouts from computer games that resemble casino games. They're sort of like sweepstakes. Walk into one of these so-called internet cafes, buy some time for $20, and you might win $2,000. Not exactly browsing online.
You go and ostensibly you purchase internet or phone time, and based on that purchase, you get points for games that are played on computers. They function like slot machines. So you are paying and getting sweepstakes games as a bonus.
These spots have cropped up across the state in strip malls in rural areas. Ott's been following legislation that would effectively ban them by putting stringent caps on potential winnings near $10. Do the math, right? $20 to play, $10 cap. Even if you win, you lose. The legislation's passed the state Senate, and Ohio Governor John Kasich is expected to sign it. It's worth noting that potential winners here could be actual casinos in cities like Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus. They'd have less competition, and that's what Michael L. Nelson points to. He's a Cleveland area attorney representing cafe owners.
This thing is nothing more than politics and money. Every time a new casino opened, there was this big push to close internet cafes. Just look at the relationship, the logic, the time flow as it applies to operations of the cafes vis-a-vis criminalization of the cafes. And look at the timing of the opening of these casino operations.
We talked to employees at several Ohio internet cafes for this story, but none would go on the record. Cafe owners are now pushing for a referendum on the bill. Similar laws have been passed in Florida and California.